Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Saturday, the 18th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to charming Scotsman David Tennant and his dark nemesis, David Landlord. I know they're spelled differently, obviously. David Landlord spells his last name with three Ds, so don't come at me, Twitter. Happy deathiversary today to early 1900s comedian Ugly Dan Masterson, and also happy deathiversary today to Albert Einstein, a giant among minds, about average among men's bodies, standing at 5'7". And on this day in history, in 1958, a US federal court ruled that poet Ezra Pound should be released from an insane asylum and put into a needlessly pretentious and partially fascist poet's asylum instead, where he belonged. Celebrations today include National Auctioneers Day, so celebrate that by going on eBay and rendering an auctioneer redundant. Your guest today on this podcast is actually the silent guest we have every day on this podcast, the comforting presence that makes The Last Post such a warm and lovely place. If he's not baking muffins for everyone at the office, he's just giving you a thumbs up that lasts an incredibly long time. You worry if he's buffering. Christopher D. Skinner, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, and good luck to you, Alice. I would just really like to say I watched your new show on Prime and I think it's fantastic, and I know this seems a little bit unprofessional to review it myself, but I mean, I laughed, I cried, I loved it. 5 stars.
Oh, thank you so much, Christopher. I really appreciate that. As always on the weekends, we will be taking a few strong upward strokes away from the sucking tentacles of daily 24-hour news coverage and gasping in a few lungfuls of the fresh, breathable air that is The Weekend magazine. Coming up today, we'll be doing the first of a two-part weekend special on lockdown lovers. But first, some parts of The Weekend magazine we won't have time for. In the Saturday magazine today, an interview with scientists in New Peru who are studying the return of the ancestral tedium birds, a large flock of carnivorous skinosaurs that feast exclusively on dullards, boars, and people who use words like learnings in board meetings. With a full-length, slightly suggestive photo of the sexiest researcher, Dr. Peruvian Sonia, as she describes the environmental conditions that cause the tedium birds to swoop down like magpies and start opening up people's heads like tin openers. With some pop-out advice for locals, suggesting you avoid the use of the phrase, well, actually, you avoid talking at any length about 5G, and you avoid pointing out that being silenced from talking about 5G is evidence of a conspiracy. Also advice to stay off Twitter entirely. Also in the Weekend magazine, Rat-a-tat-tat. That is not just the word rat remixed into an early 2000s dance track. It's the sound of the Tommy guns being fired by some of the evolved rats currently plaguing New York sewers. This weekend we have a gritty photo essay in mostly black and white covering the harsh but honourable lifestyles of the rapidly evolving urban rat tribes of New York. Our gonzo photographer humanises a small section of the hyper-accelerated urban vermin who are engaged right now in 1920s mob-style racketeering, or ratteteering, as this script suggests I read and pretend to enjoy. A truly honest piece of street photography that makes us ask if these rats really are as human as you or I. The answer is they're not. It'll be interesting to see how their culture emerges, and indeed when people go back out into the streets, how we manage to integrate them, and if indeed we can tolerate a completely different species sharing the same space. Of course, there are a number of different species currently inhabiting the Earth, and we haven't got a great history with them. I don't blame the octopus tribes for keeping their distance, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, good luck to you, rats.
Good luck to you, rats. And that's all we have time for the bits of the magazine that we don't have time for, because, of course, we need to make room for your ads. Your ad section now, because how can you be sure you exist unless you're an economic actor? Lockdown getting you down? Isolation giving no inspiration? Try conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are like logic puzzles, but you can change the logic as you go. Verified by Tom Ballard, ask yourself a number of these questions that don't have an answer except the answer that's the obvious answer. Who assassinated JFK? Is the Earth flat or just your emotions? Lose friends and alienate people. Whoops, did I say alien? I told you they were everywhere. Conspiracy theories are available all over the place. Just remember, trust nobody. Except the internet and your own gut feelings and sometimes your weird dreams and definitely that old man on the bus. Conspiracy theories. Try one today, unless you're brainwashed. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Home Hair Mentors Home Hair Hotline. So many of us in lockdown are suddenly realising the true value of hairdressers. Are you, Chris?
Yes, my lovely wife. Bless her with all her heart. She's such a wonderful person. But she cut my hair and I was a touch upset for a few weeks.
If you've been attempting and failing to cut, style, dye, wash or dry your own hair into a shape that doesn't make it look like the hair of a toddler whose parents have argued about the style of it, subscribe now to Home Hair Mentors Home Hair Hotline. Our team of qualified stylists, psychiatrists and interior decorators will soothingly talk you through every step of rectifying your terrible mistakes and allow you to whinge about your home life throughout the appointment. Just make sure your partner or child has noise-cancelling headphones on while you talk to us and explain exactly why Jonas is a c***. And here's a little tip brought to you specially by Home Hair Mentors Home Hair Hotline. Remember, before you cut your hair, often it's a good idea to dampen it by combing it with a wet comb. If you want to wet your comb or your whistle, you can't go past half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is the multi-utility tool for everyone's home hair and mouth. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Stylists Association of Dear God, How Did You Do That to Your Fringe? And the Home Hair Mentors Home Hair Hotline. And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top feature in the Weekend magazine. Your top feature section is a lockdown lovers section hosted by our producer, our wonderful executive producer, Christopher. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say good luck to all the lovers out there. And I hope that what I can present to them today will actually turn not so much advice into learnings, but yearnings.
Oh.
Because I do think that it is a really difficult time, and if we can do anything to help, then I'd love to. And just for the record, none of this is autobiographical. As you know, I live with all of my wives and all of my husbands in a really, you know, closely connected compound where we get to share all our happiness together. And so I've tried to share these examples for people who live in the normie-style relationships.
Sure.
So then, should we start with number one?
Yes, yeah, please.
It's a good place to start. So number one, I recommend that you start the day with a row. Why? I mean, it sounds a bit extreme, but I think it's very, very important to get off to the wrong start. You know, make something up if you've got nothing. You know, where's the towels? Who turns the Wi-Fi off? Why don't you love me? This way, things can only get better. You know, I think every day needs to be seen as a kind of story arc. And I think you and your relationship should truly try to live the hero's journey, even if you're not leaving the house.
When you say get off to the wrong start, do you mean that in the euphemistic way or the metaphorical way?
Well, I still think that falling out is important. What you do before that is up to you.
Or afterwards.
I mean, I definitely
can add a little spice to it, yeah.
No hero's journey is complete without a bang. I mean, come on. It's what we all aspire to, surely.
Yeah, bookend it. Bookend your day. Don't have an argument unless both of you are leaking. Yeah, go on, number two.
Mid-morning now, and I think what would be really good for you is to start swigging vodka right in front of your partner. Now, you know it's just water, but your partner doesn't. And I think at this time, you know, in this day and age, I think everybody needs a tragic, sad case that they can get behind to make themselves feel special, you know, be that the NHS or a massively sexy personal challenge like your lover. I think the only way that you can truly get them to fall back in love with you is for them to think you've hit rock bottom, even if you haven't.
Yes, and it's easy to make it look like you've hit rock bottom with that haircut.
Well, I love my wives very much. That's all I'll say.
I know you love your wives very much, but did you have to get them all to do your haircut at the same time?
I believe in equality for all, and that includes every single strand of hair and the bowl that was used to cut it. Now, I think as the day progresses, now many people, they're trying to keep their love together in lockdown despite the fact that they have the whole family together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's really important as the day progresses is to draw each other naked. Now, I know what you're thinking. You've got three kids. They will be horrified. They will absolutely be horrified to see this, which is perfect. Because you should set the clock as soon as they capture this moment, and you've basically now got 2 hours to yourselves. And even when they finally emerge from their rooms, slightly psychologically broken, you know that they're going to be quiet for the rest of the day, allowing you two to achieve all the different things that you really wanted to do.
Certainly it's a very good thing, because a lot of children are straining their eyes these days with screens, a lot of close-up
yes.
focus, and you really want to encourage and cultivate that middle-distance stare. For eye strain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a workout for them at a time when they're really not getting enough exercise at all. There is a big challenge with this one, though, as well. Now, that is, you know, if you see your partner, you're naked, they're naked, maybe you still are actually in real love with each other. There could be temptations to take things further at this stage. It's very important not to have sex. One, it ruins the arc of your day. Two, it increases the chance of you getting pregnant. And hospitals are a bad place to go at the moment. So do all you can to avoid any... You know, we don't know where we're going to be in 9 months' time. Let's try and keep ourselves out of hospital by avoiding sex. Now, number four, I think it's really time now. You've sort of made up, you've painted each other naked, all the bits. So it's really important that you apologise. But not for this morning's argument. That's really important. You've got ages to do that. It's important that you apologise for the argument last Tuesday. Bring it back up. And also, accept their apology, even if they haven't apologised. You know, you went to all that effort to fall out first time. Don't waste it. Don't waste it. You know, do it twice. Do it three times if it takes. You know, arguing, falling out, crying, that's so many calories. That's so much effort. And also, we only have so many ways we can fall out, so regurgitation is vital.
Well, absolutely. Recycling is the watchword of our era. You want to keep arguments churning over as many times as possible. They're not like toilet paper. They're not single use. They're more like a bidet, which is constantly coming up at you from behind in quite startling moments.
You know my wives. And I think as you get towards the end of the day, I think every expert and even some non-experts like myself will tell you, it's really tough to go to sleep on a row. So what I think you've got to do at the end of the day is actually finally look to find that common bond. Some advice for me, you know, be really proud that you're not one of those dirty Picts or one of those freaky octopus people. You know, together you can be thankful for who you are. So I just want to say, you know, good luck to all you lovers out there.
Oh, that's so lovely. Other than the little bit of anti-Pict racism at the end there, I wouldn't have thought that of you, Christopher.
Oh, no. I mean, they are literally dirty because they have been underground so long.
Oh, yes. It's quite a compliment, actually.
It's like, you know, you know it's like when you've done the gardening and 2 days later your nails have still got bits of mud in it? It wasn't meant personally, and I would like to apologise to any of those dirty pigs who thought I meant it any more than the filthy mud on their hands.
Thank you so much, Christopher. I really appreciate your insights into the loving life, and you are a lover expert, having so many partners on the go at the same time. It's a very impressive feat of emotional logistics. That's all we have time for your top feature section for the Weekend Magazine, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And here is a letter from Anders in Zurich. He says, Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, Chris.
Hi.
I could not help but notice that the music played during the ad in episode 107 of the year 2020, with the lost tribe of goat herds in the Swiss mountains enjoying half a glass of water, did sound very much like Swedish traditional music. This is most fitting, as the soft melancholy of Scandinavian folk tunes are as popular among Swiss goat herds as the drone of the didgeridoo is to the lost tribe of kangaroo herds in neighbouring Australia. Thank you for a sonorous show, Anders. Well, Anders, thank you for your lovely email. I'm not sure if it's a question there. It's just a...
I'm just completely confused. I mean, I see myself as quite a worldly person, but I'm not really familiar with some of those places that Anders is talking about.
Yes.
Where is Swedish?
I think it's one of the towns in the Federated Viking States.
Oh.
That whole sort of Viking conglomerate, you know where that is in Europe, yeah?
So is he saying that the music was the wrong type of music for the setting?
Yes, I think he's criticising our producer, and this is what makes it such an apt email for you to be reading, Christopher. I think it might be a direct criticism of you.
Well, as you know, I'm the executive producer, so I will just I'll just fire the producer. It's fine. I mean, it's only someone's livelihood at this really difficult time. But I think it's really important that our listeners are served properly.
No. Let's not fire anyone. Just some small punishment beatings, if that's all right.
Of course.
At a socially responsible distance.
Absolutely. My 9-foot whip is coming out.
Your 9-foot whip. Doesn't it only need to be 6 feet? Just an extra 3 for...
Yeah, but better leverage with 9 for you. Oh, I laugh. It's really painful.
That's all we have time for your letters. Remember, again, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Thanks go to John Robertson for support on this episode. I was underwater with the launch of Savage on Amazon Prime yesterday, and he stepped in from another country with some of the jokes for this episode. So thank you, John. Your guest today on the podcast is our delightful executive producer, Christopher D. Skinner. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. This week, a special interview with Neil Gaiman about Savage, which is now available on Amazon Prime. So head there to my Patreon for that discussion, or head to Amazon Prime for the show. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As I always say, and I'll say it right now to your face, good luck to you, Christopher. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.